A reading from the Book of Wisdom. In your sight, Lord, the whole world is like a grain of dust that tips the scales, like a drop of morning dew falling on the ground. Yet you are merciful to all, because you can do all things and overlook men's sins so that they can repent. Yes, you love all that exists. You hold nothing of what you have made in abhorrence. For had you hated anything, you would not have formed it. And how, had you not willed it, could a thing persist? How be conserved if not called forth by you? You spare all things because all things are yours. Lord, lover of life, you whose imperishable spirit is in all. Little by little, therefore, you correct those who offend. You admonish and remind them of how they have sinned, so that they may abstain from evil and trust in you, Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
I will bless your name forever, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever, O God, my King. I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. I will bless your name forever, O God, my King. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. I will bless your name forever, O God, my King. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. I will bless your name forever, O God, my King. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. I will bless your name forever, O God, my King.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We pray continually that our God will make you worthy of his call, and by his power fulfill all your desires for goodness, and complete all that you have been doing through faith. Because in this way the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified in you, and you in him, by the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. To turn now, brothers, to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and how we shall all be gathered round him. Please do not get excited too soon or alarmed by any prediction or rumour or any letter claiming to come from us, implying that the day of the Lord has already arrived. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered Jericho and was going through the town when a man whose name was Zacchaeus made his appearance. He was one of the senior tax collectors and a wealthy man. He was anxious to see what kind of man Jesus was, but he was too short and could not see him for the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus, who was to pass that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and spoke to him. "Zacchaeus, come down. Hurry, because I must stay at your house today." And he hurried down and welcomed him joyfully. They all complained. They saw what was happening. "He has gone to stay at a sinner's house," they said. But Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to the Lord, "Look, sir, I am going to give half my property to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody, I will pay them back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek out and save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel today presents an encounter that Jesus had with Zacchaeus. Some people may say it created a radical conversion. Jesus constantly passes through our lives, in the experiences we have, the places we visit, and the persons we meet. Like Zacchaeus, do we make every effort to even, in the least way, encounter Jesus? Do we ourselves put ourselves out in the least way to greet him? What we must remember is our encounter with Jesus means that we are the recipients of the love of Christ. Encountering means that Jesus gives us some attention and we give him the attention he deserves. But there could be a number of things that prevent us from encountering Jesus. Though Zacchaeus was small of stature, or short, as it says, it wasn't his fault that stopped him seeing Jesus. It was the people around him, the tall people in the front. This could be the same with us. It might not be our fault that we don't encounter Jesus. It's surmountable obstacles that may be put in our way. Could be our environment, our attitude of mind. It could be a sect we're involved with, or some unsound doctrine that we believe in. Most often, crowds tend to impose limitations on us that we can't overcome. Zacchaeus puts aside his dignity as a senior tax collector and an eminently wealthy man and climbed a tree like anyone does. This, no doubt, would have been embarrassing to him. But he did it to try and get a better view of this man everyone was talking about. The encounter he had with Jesus has possible two ways to think about it. Based on the words of the gospel that he addressed to Jesus, it says, "Half of my goods, Lord, I give to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I pay them back four times. This first interpretation is something that a Jew, a rich person, a member of society, would never have done, especially as a devout Jew. The second interpretation is different. The emphasis is on if I had. So what Jesus is seeing in him saying, if I had, is a righteous man rather than a sinner. And it is the crowd around Zacchaeus that see him as an agent of the Romans, a tax collector. They say he's a sinner for doing his job. And certainly Zacchaeus is not portrayed in that view as a man who is deceiving the people. What we take away from that is that God treats us all as individuals. He doesn't treat us as other people see us. Every one of us have different reasons for doing things. We don't know what they are. But Jesus sees everything. And he treats us as we really are. Again, not as people see us. That is the biggest emphasis coming from the gospel today, in my view. We're not stereotypes. And that's what people tend to go wrong with. They see people as stereotypes, not as individuals. On Friday was the Feast of All Saints, and we were reminded, all of us, every one of us, are saints. We are made in the image and likeness of God. It's what we do with our lives that makes us saints. But we all are saints if we choose to follow the right path. God never made anything that was ugly. He never made anything that was hated. Yet we often see in the world today people who are hated for this reason or that reason because we come from a different persuasion, a different part of the world, a different culture. St. Paul, in his second reading, says, let us pray that God may make us worthy for his calling as his children. We are the children of God. God lays down the rules. Jesus offers us the guidance of any parent. It is up to us whether we follow it. So when we leave here today, just let us pray, each of us, for ourselves and for others, that we will receive that radical conversion to the love of Jesus, to the love of God, through them also the love of our families.